across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, here we go, everyone. Good morning, Kath. How are you?
I'm awesome, thank you. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, that's the way.
He's lost about a kilo of hair, well, so he should be feeling good.
I feel light. I feel like I've done a magic trick because yesterday, right, I finished the Beckham documentary, right? And I'm enjoying it. And you know what I thought? What my favourite part was when he shaved all his hair off? Yeah. And I thought, oh, wow, he looks so good like that. And then before my very eyes today, Stephen has shaved all his hair off.
Yeah, it just feels nice and light. It just, I don't know. I just thought, you know what? It's going to be a long, hot summer.
Yeah.
I might as well try and have a breathable head. Plus, I was so quick last night at soccer. I was more aerodynamic for abilities.
Makes no sense. And did you score any points?
Yeah, but not enough. Unfortunately, we did lose.
Oh,
so
no.
I've got a mission to grow it all back now. I'm trying to get it back ASAP.
Oh, hang on. Did
to
you
reclaim my form.
Yeah, well, that's it. Did you wear the lucky boots?
Yeah, I did wear the lucky boots.
See, it must have been lucky boots plus long hair equals gold. Simple.
I forgot
right?
that part of the equation.
Oh, absolute rookie. What'd you get up to yesterday, Kath?
A bit of a story, actually. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Okay.
That was kind of, you know.
Oh, that is the new one. What's down the side? That looks like some nice stripe. Oh, it's like a sort of camouflage, like a modern camouflage. It's quite cool. Very good. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Morning. I'm all right.
Vibing this morning? Your favourite day of the week?
No, I broke glass when I got up this morning.
What?
So I was like, oh, Thursday, great. Cool.
You really don't like Thursdays, do you?
No.
Was it a really nice glass? You know how some in your cupboard, you got your go-tos?
Yeah, I use it every day. Yeah.
Oh.
So Thursday I can get nicked.
Okay. Well, I'm going to end the chat there because I have none of that negative vibes around here. As you're waking up with the Novos. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Don't let it be your glass-breaking day. Be more like Kath, where it's your glasses buying day.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, so yesterday I went into the post office at Waratah Village, right, to drop off my little packages ready to go.
Is that the one in the newsagent?
Yeah, it's at the back of the newsagent.
Yeah,
that's it, yeah. And there's a lady on speakerphone. Right, she's got the speaker. She's one of these people holding the phone away from her while talking very loudly. She's selling her car. Any post office around the country, they're sort of quiet, a kind of a quiet, cool place. The aircon's always extra high.
Yeah.
And here she is on her speakerphone trying to sell her little Hyundai or whatever. Here's a tip. Speakerphone is not for in public, especially like in a quiet place. Everyone's tippy tapping away. Yep. Here's your parcel through. Scan that. Do this. Yeah, it's got only 120,000 Ks on it. It's in good nick. I'm like, I don't need to hear this conversation in full. Take it outside or put the phone up to your head. What are you doing, lady?
Some people are so obnoxious with that sort of stuff, aren't they? It's like it's a big show about them.
I know. What were we talking about? This main character syndrome?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be for Gen Zers. This lady, I'm saying in the boomer generation.
She might have been one of those cookers that thinks that the mobile phone is going to give her brain cancer.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all different strokes for different folks, isn't it?
It might be one of us. 5G's going to get us, and it's in your COVID vaccination. That's even real. So you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Jess, the police have finalised their case against the driver of that fatal bus crash.
Yes, this happened yesterday, according to ACM Brett Button. He's still on bail. He wasn't at Newcastle Court when this all happened yesterday. He's been excused from appearing. But the 58-year-old, as you said, he was the man behind the wheel of that coach that crashed on Wine Country Drive back in June, tragically killing 10 people and injuring another 25. So all of the paperwork was all finalised. He's been like mentioned in court several times over the last couple of months while the paperwork has been finalised. So now the matter's been adjourned until January 17, and that's when the Director of Public Prosecutions will determine which charges Brett Button will face when his case moves to the New South Wales District Court.
This is such a long process.
Such a long process.
So what, then in January they decide which ones he's actually got to face in court, and then so then that gets adjourned.
We still have to go to court.
Wow, it is such.
And it will take months for that case.
Yeah.
The legal process is so drawn out, isn't it? I guess like I'm so naive to it. I haven't been exposed to it much. But
this
that
is
seems
a good thing.
Crazy to me. Yeah, well, ignorance is bliss. Just no more stories about that sort of stuff, Jess. I don't want to learn anything.
No, no more legalese for Stephen.
All right, changing pace a little bit. The Tillies go 3 from 3 in Perth.
Yeah, they sure did. Easy last night. It was no one scored a goal by half time, but then thankfully Mary Fowler came through in the 62nd minute. She scored. Then Sam Kerr did. Then Tamika Yallop scored as well. Our Novocastrian Claire Wheeler, of course, she scored her first international goal for the Tillies in their last game. So she ended up starting it right back and replaced Ellie Carpenter, who had to go back to her home club. So did Emily Van Egmond, actually. She had to go back to the US to her home club, but turns out we didn't need them anyway because we won.
Outrageous. It's international break. They should be. That's what international break's for, so you don't have to go back to your home club.
I think it was a bit odd.
Yeah, so you can represent your country. Yeah, anyway. It baffles me.
You should have words with the Federation, Stephen.
Well, I was trying to work out why Claire Wheeler was starting at right back, because when I saw the lineup, I thought, this is odd. And then, obviously, that all makes sense. Ellie Carpenter's got to go back to, I think she plays in France or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. They're outrageous. Tilly should come first. That's all I'm saying.
Either way, we won. It's fine.
Forget about the club that's paying, you know, all your mortgage off and stuff like that. Come play for the Tillies.
Yeah, the one that's paying just for, your car payments. You know, that's the big difference, isn't it? Oh, well, very good. The main thing is they won. Let's just say that as the takeaway as you wake up with the Novos at New FM.
And this morning, team, I've got a story that really excites me because it's a rare moment where Hollywood meets real life.
Oh, brilliant. Here we go.
I assume we've all seen the movie The Martian with Matt Damon in it, where he gets stuck on the moon, I think it is, and then he grows potatoes in a little greenhouse.
Yes.
Basically, that's not too far from what the future could look like, because scientists are actually trying to set up self-sufficient, communities on the moon.
This is so cool. I'm so excited about this.
So what they're trying to do is for future explorers to make sure they're not eating all this dehydrated mush that they send them up with. They're trying to make sure that there's a ready available and fresh food source on the moon for these astronauts. So just over 12 months ago, May 2022, they officially first successfully grew plants from moon soil. So this has been done. They've sprouted plants.
Wow.
That has been successfully done. Not on the moon.
Yeah, they brought some
on Earth with moon soil. But it's proven that it can happen.
So they bring the dirt back and their plants are working. They love it.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
They brought some of the dirt back. They put it in one of their science rooms, I guess. Yeah. Or a lab, I think they call it in the industry.
Yep.
And they've grown some plants in there, right?
Yeah.
They've got sprouts. So they've officially done that, which
brilliant.
Is exciting.
Yeah.
But unlike Matt Damon in The Martian, our future astronaut is going to be able to eat more than just some lousy potatoes, because now they're working on getting a fish farm to the moon.
Oh, right. My God.
This is so exciting. I love it. Basically, they're trying to make sure that the diet's varied for them and they get all the, the vitamins and nutrients they need. They've gone, let's send some fish up to the moon. So scientists have basically picked two fish species, which they're based on low oxygen consumption, low CO2 output, and a short hatch time from the eggs.
Yeah.
Because they're sending them up as caviar rather than beer battered mature fish, right. So they're going to send them up as eggs first.
Brilliant.
So what they've done is they've gone, all right, we're going to select these two fish based on those three criteria. We're going with the sea bass and the meager are the two fish varieties they've picked.
Right.
So what they've done is they've grabbed a bunch of eggs from both of those fish species respectively and put them through a shuttle launch simulation. Gone, shake them all up. I think it's more complicated than putting them in a bottle and shaking them all up. But they basically put
roughly
them through the
like
G-forces
that,
they would experience being shot up to the moon. And they've found that of all the eggs that they've used, 76% of the sea bass eggs then hatched after going through this simulation.
Oh, my God.
And the meagre eggs, 95% of them hatched. And on Earth, without being shaken, they have a 92% success rate.
Wow.
So they're more likely to hatch after being in a space shuttle, apparently, according to this.
You know what?
Probably small sample margin size. Of error stuff, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they work it out in the science room, as you say. You know why I'm so excited about this? One of my great ambitions in life is to have a fine dining experience on the moon.
Well, we're getting closer and closer.
If they've got the caviar, stop letting them like turn into full-size fish. Just get that on a lovely bit of, you know, high-quality sourdough. Lovely. Absolutely superb.
Figured out how they're going to cook the fish?
All to come, I think. I think it's okay. One step at a time.
One step at a time.
One small step for man, I think, is what they say regarding the moon. But, yeah, so eventually we will have fish on the moon,
yes!
Which is exciting.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, Kath, Crevo, you guys having fun?
Yeah, of course yeah, I am.
But we
stop that.
More.
Stop that.
Why?
It's business time. It is time to get some Nova Cash
Tunes
to Bitter and Twisted. We're going to double pass for Three of a Kind this morning. What you need to do is call up now, 4967-4105, and it's all business. No fun happening here.
Sorry.
We'll be serious.
Is compete with a fellow Novocastrian in a battle of wit, intelligence, speed, all those important qualities in life. And if you can do that and you come out victorious, your head's a Bitter and Twisted. So what we'll do is we'll give you three items and you've got to just figure out what is the theme between those three items.
I love this.
So do you two like to play?
Of course.
We always like to play, Stephen.
All right, here we go. Your name is your buzzer. Mm-hmm. If I were to say to you two, Charizard, Squirtle, Pikachu...
Crevo.
Crevo's quickest.
Pokemon.
They are Pokemon.
I've
yes.
I've no idea.
Never heard Pikachu.
Never heard a Pokemon
Pikachu,
before.
I've heard of Pikachu, but the other ones I'm like, eh.
Oh, well,
Here's another one for you. Ready? Salt, pepper, cumin.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Spices.
Exactly right.
Come on.
If you're hearing these going, I could do this or other similar things, this is your chance to use that skill to win prizes. Now, this whole Bitter and Twisted thing, it's like an amazing beer festival in an old jail. What more do you want, right? Winning that for free.
Seems like
live music that's also part of the gig.
That too, right? So how's this?
80 different types of brews, heaps of indie music. It's really, really great 2 days.
Oh, and it's a double pass. That's worth like $140, I think.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you want to not spend $140 and get it for free, call now. 4967-4105. We need two players to play that three-of-a-kind thing that we do.
Let's meet the two Novocastrians battling for this prize this morning. We'll head to Cameron Park first. Morning, Donna. How's things?
Morning. Good.
Yeah, feeling excited? Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's what we love to hear. All right. Up against Donna in Abermain is Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. You feeling confident this morning?
I give her a run every morning, so I think I might have it.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
good stuff.
I'm telling you now, it's different than when you're practicing in the car. Don't let the pressure get to you. Okay.
Most importantly, remember, your name is your buzzer. Don't answer.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what you do in the car, right, is you just say the answer.
Yeah, top tip from Kat.
I like your name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you say your name in practice. I love that.
All right. Well, let's make sure the buzzers do work. Chris, you seem to know what you're doing. You can go first, mate.
Yep, Chris.
Yeah, lovely. Donna, you're next.
Yep, Donna.
Oh, lovely.
Also, okay. Top tip, neither of you need to say yep before when you're actually playing, okay?
That's all right. The buzzers seem to be working, though.
It's all good.
Let's get into this. It's the first two best of three. Best luck to both our contestants. First one I've got for you is Connoisseur, Blue Ribbon, Buller.
Chris.
Chris was quickest there.
It's ice cream.
Mate, it is. All that practice in the car paying off. There you go. 1 point to you. Donna, you need this to stay in the game.
Yep.
Next one I've got is Mars, Mercury, Saturn.
Chris
was quickest again there.
That's the planets, mate.
It most certainly is.
Practice makes perfect. That's why the Tillys train so much. It's just an absolutely superb win. Congratulations, Chris from Abermain. You've made Abermain proud this morning.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
Enjoy Bitter and Twisted.
You're off to Bitter and Twisted. Well done. Simple as that. If you've heard that and thought, I've been practicing too. I want to play like Chris. tomorrow, same time, same place. We play it again here at UFM. Christmas is almost here, guys.
We're in November already.
We're in November. Now, every single Christmas, like your chemist warehouses and stuff like that, they bring out so many different scents. And I think if VB can have a perfume, Newcastle deserves some perfumes because, well, I looked at the big wall of scents. You would have seen it, Kath, right? There's like a big wall of perfumes, hundreds of them, right?
Yeah, heaps of them.
Yeah. I looked over, looking up and down. Along there, there's all the classics, Hugo Boss and this and that. Not a single Newcastle one. I was like, this is an outrage. This needs to be changed immediately.
Yep.
So I've designed 3 signature scents from around Newcastle. It could be your next stocking stuffer for this year.
Right? Okay, I'm very excited.
First one, I've designed with you in mind, Kath, right? So this one I'm calling Kath Luba. Right? First of all, you've got your red roses. Red roses, right? Because they've always got the roses in the fancy suburbs. And also, champagne melon. You know champagne melon? That's the classiest of all the melons. A little few drops of that. Drop, drop, drop. With my little pipette in the bottle. And then you get a generous sprinkle of crushed diamonds and gold. And there you have Kath Luba. Absolutely beautiful.
That one in the stocking this year, Kath?
Definitely.
No. Hard to play some.
Well, you probably get one for free. It's got your name in it, right?
That is true.
Yeah, it's like Beckham. He has heaps of that stuff stashed away. Next, we head out to Wild at Wall's End. Now, this is an absolutely stunning scent. It's a bouquet from the jasmine that grows at the main Cowper Street roundabout. We grab some of that and then get off like the pollen and stuff from that. Lovely. And then we have a hint of a chip from the top takeaway and a hint of a chip from the bottom takeaway, the two key takeaways at Wall's End. You combine them together and it's jasmine with Wall's End and chips all in one. Stunning. Wild at Wall's End. You can feel it in the air. Right?
All right. Exciting, exciting.
Okay. Next, we move out to Charlestown.
Oh,
now,
okay.
This is one designed for you, Stephen. At the base scent, we've got a little bit of honeysuckle. Now, this is not honeysuckle from honeysuckle. This is honeysuckle that grows on the Charlestown Castle walls, you know, on the west side where it's growing up there.
Yeah.
Grab some of those flowers. We get the little essence from it using our, what do you call it, the science room?
The lab.
The lab. The lab. We get that. We put the essence, a few drops of that, and then we head out and we get a couple of, I guess, their drops as well of the spring dew that's on the Charlestown Dog Park down there.
Right.
If you go down there first thing in the morning on a spring day and collect that dew, it's actually the freshest water in the whole of Newcastle and the Hunter. That's right. The scientists have proven this.
Okay.
And you pop some of that in, and then you get a couple of leaves of the coriander that's used in the banh mi's at the Charlestown Hot Bread Shop.
Oh, French hot bread. Delicious. Yeah.
And bingo, you've got the Charlestown. And there we have our 3 Newcastle signature scents coming to a chemist warehouse or similar store near you.
This is very exciting business. I'm excited to get this in the stocking.
Yeah.
Are you taking any recommendations, though?
Absolutely.
Can we get, like, a Nui Fried Chicken-based perfume?
We definitely can and will. I'm writing it down in the notebook now. I'm like a mad scientist, tippy-tapping, working all this stuff out. If you wake up with the Novos here at UFM.
UFM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
UFM.
Can we just take a moment as a team to appreciate how bad touchscreens in cars are? So, yesterday, right, my phone went dead and I was like, oh, I'll use the GPS and the screen in the car. My car's like 14 years old. The screen's probably 10 years old. They put it in. Honestly, you're mashing away at that thing. It's like trying to thread a needle with, like, rolling pins as fingers. It's just ridiculous. It doesn't. They never work. Like, yesterday, my wife's car, only 2 years old, still rubbish. How phones so good and touchscreens in cars are, like, the worst things we've ever made?
It's funny as well because I'm always, like, to my mum and dad, oh my God, you don't need to press it so hard. You go to like the supermarket or something. Yeah. They've got one of those maps and they're like mashing the pressing it so forcefully. All yeah. the little like trying to type in coals or whatever.
And the colours come up from behind yeah, in the liquid like, crystal.
Oh my God, give it a break. But I guess that's where it comes from originally is the frustration with the original touchscreens.
I can't work any touchscreen. There's something wrong with my fingers. It just doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
It doesn't work. I hit the touchscreen. Doesn't matter how hard, how soft, doesn't matter. It does not work. And I go, somebody else, can you push this button? And it works fine.
That'd be so, if someone was pranking you, that's such a funny prank. That's an elaborate prank, wouldn't it? Like, you'd be so frustrated for your whole life.
Never works.
We've got the hidden cameras here. You've been punked, Gav.
Fortunately, I don't have a touchscreen of any kind in my very old car.
Oh, well, that's sorted then. I actually prefer that. Buttons only, right?
Analog screen, you reckon?
Rocking the analog.
Now, Kath, up next, you've got a bit of a dilemma you want to talk to us about.
Yep, we're talking about when you go to the supermarket and you get something for free, should you take back or can you take the freebie?
Ooh, okay. We'll unpack all of that up next.
Now, when we go to the supermarket, there's all kinds of errors that can happen in the whole swiping and beeping part of the process, right?
Technology fails all the time.
It does. Sometimes things scan at the wrong price. You get it for free or good, that's part of the deal. But what happens if there's an error made and you get stuff for free that you really shouldn't have got for free?
Yeah. Okay, elaborate.
Okay, tell us
so
a story.
There's a story about a woman who went into Aldi. She did a full grocery shop or a little grocery shop, $62.94 worth of groceries, right? Not huge, not like a full trolley.
Food
worth.
For the week, though, probably.
Oh, yeah. Probably just dinner, actually. Food's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So she's got that. She's gone out. Paid for it with a credit card, thinks that she's paid for it,
yeah.
and goes home. And when she goes home, she looks at the receipt and it's got on it manual imprint required. You remember the old clunk clunk machines that they bring out when you've got to do a manual imprint of a card?
No.
Okay, it happens really rarely. But when the connection is lost between the store and the bank,
mm-hmm.
what the system does is it says get a manual imprint, right? So you get a physical signature like you would have in the old days before.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Really, really rare, right? Entirely likely that the Aldi staff member didn't know anything about it or didn't see it because those guys are standing there for a long period of time scanning and scanning and scanning and mistakes happen.
And Aldi goes so quick as well. They just throw your stuff in the bag. They're rapid, those scanners.
Yeah, no wonder they didn't see it. Yeah.
So she gets home and she realises that she hasn't been charged and she waits for a couple of days to see if it comes through an account and it doesn't. What does she do? Does she go back to the store and say, hey, you didn't charge me? Or does she just pocket the $62 worth of groceries?
Oh, I think you got to do the right thing, don't you? End of the day.
Do you reckon?
That's just going to be sitting on your conscience, isn't it?
Well, I think that was why she put it up online and it exploded online. Because a lot of people are like, it's $62, Aldi can wear that. You know?
Yeah.
And it was their mistake. It wasn't hers.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. It's so different if that $62 is coming out of the poor cashier's pocket. But it's not. Like, they big companies like that, they allow and they calculate for that kind of discrepancy in money. And they don't need your $60.
Yeah, but everyone pays in the end because you say they calculate it. They put the price of everything else up to cover it. So everyone's paying for it. It's like her being dishonest like that. It means everyone has to wear the cost because she's greedy.
Was she being dishonest?
Yeah, because
she
hasn't
make the mistake.
Yeah, but she found out and didn't go back. She's eaten like those delicious groceries and hasn't paid a cent for them.
4967-4105, if you want to tell us your thoughts on this one, because it is one of those ones that it's right in the middle of that grey area. What do you do? Do you go back to the store? Do you just kind of take the win? How do you feel about it? 4967-4105, and of course, everybody who gets on the air today is coming off to our
preview screening.
Thank you, of Freelance. So,
roll out the red carpet for you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Stephen, you're saying don't worry about it.
I think it's remiss that Kath said it's a grey area because I'm starting the car. I'm never looking back. You know, I'm changing shops if I have to because I'm worried I'll be on the old wall of shame, wall of shame. But I'm not looking back.
You'll never return.
And you know what? I'm sleeping sound at night. It's not playing on my conscience. I'm not worried about $60 from Aldi.
And for me, I'd say you've got to do the right thing. Return it, you know?
What about you, Kath? What are you doing? You're sitting on the fence, are you?
Yeah, I do that.
Unsure.
I do sit on the fence. Honestly, I think I probably wouldn't go to the hassle of going back because it would take much more time then it is worth it to, you know, go back and tell them about $60. If it had been a full trolley, if it had been $400, I think I would have.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think I would have.
Yeah, do the right thing. I reckon the more money I'd have to pay in, like, retrospect, the less likely I am to go back.
All right, are you Team Stephen, take the groceries and run? Or are you Team Crevo and Kath, return it, do the right thing?
Boring, yeah, Team boring.
Don't you put me into that bucket.
Oh, sorry. or Team Kath, unsure.
Okay, yeah, let's go to Raymond Terrace. Tash, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, what do you reckon?
I would take it back and pay for it.
Thank you, Tash. A bit of common sense. And you know what? You're representing the Terrace valiantly and correctly. Well done.
Boring. Boring, Tash.
All right, let's go to Cardiff then. Katie, what do you reckon?
I'm going back or I'm going to hell.
Thank you. Yes.
That's a bit harsh.
You know what? This actually... Yeah, go on.
No, absolutely not. My conscience probably makes up for 90% of the world. I will never sleep the rest of my life if I don't go back. I just think about, you know, treat people how you want to be treated. It's been drilled into me that hard that I'm scared to step out of the line. So that's really good parenting or really bad parenting. I don't know.
I'll beg my parents out of them. You know? My parents right. are good, upstanding citizens. It's got nothing to do with the fact that I'm a low-level thief. you bring them into the fold.
Scott, have you rewired the studio back to the way you like it now?
I have. We're back in action in here. Back
welcome
in, it's
back.
Been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Welcome back indeed. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm Team Stephen, 100%. I'd keep it.
Really? Yeah, of course you would.
It's happened on a few occasions, and my rationale is that when I was a checkout chick, if somebody gave me 10 cans of tuna and I only scanned 9, that's my fault. Why should they have to come back and make up for my mistake?
Interesting.
That's it. Are they reimbursing the fuel? Are you getting your fuel off?
There we go.
Well, that's
when you
the
go
thing,
back
right? You know, like, I mean, it might cost more than $40 worth of fuel to go back. You know, why are you kind of burdened to do that? I mean, again, as I said, if it depends on what the dollar value is. If it was, you know, $50 worth of mistake or $20 worth of mistake, I'm probably not going back. If it was $400 worth of mistake, I might.
Still not going back.
You know what? This is what I've learned. Newcastle is a community that have called up 100% honest. The ones I'm working with, though, feels like a different story.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos. New
FM. All right, guys, for a good few weeks, I've been saving up my pennies, right? Okay. Every time I go for a takeaway coffee, no, I won't. I'll just have one at home, put a few more dollars in the jar, and last night, used that money to go to... You know, the rooftop restaurant at Crystal Brook. Oh, my God.
I haven't been there, no.
It was so... The Roundhouse, it's called. It was so good. Got in there, had this cocktail called the Leaf Cutter.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, it was flash. A little bit of, like... You know it's fancy when they got two garnishes? There was a bit of mint and a bit of lemon in there as well.
So is it fine dining, is it?
It's fine dining.
Okay.
And you've got the full view of Newcastle, looking out over Carrington, over the harbour. It's just stunning. If you want to treat yourself... You know, and like, you know, few weeks, just keep putting away the pennies. It's well worth it.
How much is it for like a main, roughly?
Maybe.
Have you got a ballpark
figure? Yeah, 45, something like that.
No, not it's, unattainable.
It's not outrageous,
yeah.
But it's a save up for it type of meal.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And here's how you know. That's right.
Yeah.
Here's how you know it's fancy, right? I got the main, I got a duck, right? But it was cooked two ways. now that's just showing off, isn't it?
It is, because after it's cooked the first time, it's edible. It's unnecessary the second time, isn't it?
Well, it's
it?
Not even that. They had a bit of duck cooked one way, like sort of roasted.
Oh, right, half and half.
Yeah, the breast. And then they got the leg, and they like did like a pulled leg, and then put it inside like a little croquette thing. They're just showing off at this point. But God, it was good. So yeah, if you want to treat yourself, you know, special anniversary, something like that, highly recommended.
Speaking of saving pennies, going to talk to you soon about the revival of op shopping and how op shopping is getting better.
Yeah, let's
right
do
here
it.
In the
Indeed.
Hunter.
Brilliant stuff. Up next at New FM.
And up next, I've got a world record that's been broken and you'll have to hear it to believe it. It is astonishing. Anyway, we'll talk about that next.
Looking forward to it. Now, boys, you know that op shopping has become very, very cool. I spoke not that long ago about the sustainable fashion movement.
Yeah,
how
pop
people
some
are
tags.
Really getting into it, right?
Macklemore.
Well, Lifeline in the Hunter is taking it one step further.
Right.
Opening in Thornton this weekend is a new furniture and homewares concept store run by Lifeline.
Store.
Yeah, but wait for it. In addition to all of the second-hand furniture and homewares they're going to have, they have an affordable line of new furniture and homewares as well.
Oh, this is a bit, like, flash,
I know,
isn't
this
it?
Is getting a bit
hang
fancy
on, hang on.
So when you say it's like
fire this up.
When you say it's a concept store, is there like a bunch of books there and you can go, oh, like, I like this couch, I like that
yeah,
one.
No, they're going to have the full range of stuff there on display. So all of the new stuff plus the secondhand stock that they've got.
Oh, so it's a showroom?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we'll have to wait until the store opens on Thursday to see whether they've got it set up in the full living room kind of environment. But that's what they're doing. So obviously proceeds from Lifeline stores go to supporting suicide prevention services,
sure,
which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've got new furniture next to the secondhand stuff, so you can, you know, find affordable stuff and it's not necessarily somebody's cast-offs, which I think is great.
And I think it's good as well to have all that kind of stuff in one shop. Because when you go to, like, Good Sammy's or, you know, Op Shops or whatever it is, they will have, like, a little bit of furniture here and there.
Yeah.
But you can't buy everything unless you go to all the different shops. So if they go, you know what, sod it, we're going to have all of them in one location, all this furniture.
Mm.
I think that's a win for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And it is, you're right, there are a lot of Op Shops. In fact, this is the fourth Lifeline shop in the Maitland area. They opened an East Maitland one just in October.
Yeah.
And it's now the 13th Lifeline shop in the Greater Hunter. So it's, you know, as said, becoming more and more fashionable. There's more and more shops. And now this furniture and homeware shop, it's opening at 32 Pipeclay Avenue in Thornton on Saturday, and it'll be open 7 days a week.
So this weekend, is
this
it?
This weekend's a big opening.
How good is it that the stigma of op shopping is just evaporating?
Mm.
Yeah, it's gone, isn't it? Like, there used to be such a, I guess, like, taboo element of it.
Well, it used to be that only people that were really hard up went there, and now it's kind of cool and trendy, which means, you know, those that are really struggling can go in there and get what they need without the social stigma. It's great.
Yeah, and also Lifeline getting heaps of support, which is also fantastic. Feel good story for your Thursday here at UFM.
All right, team, I teased Guinness World Records. You want it? You got it. How's this? A restaurant chain in Germany has assembled a massive 465 couples to reclaim its title for the most people eating a single piece of spaghetti simultaneously.
I saw the footage of this. It was ridiculous. The woman measuring the level of, like, length of spaghetti was like, yeah.
This is what I want to talk about. Now,
like,
this is
the lady and the tramping it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, this is an official record. So, of course, I mean, things need to be done properly. There's a proper course of action. So, they've got a stopwatch there to, like, make sure that all the contestants are, I guess, aligned together.
There's always a man in a vest as well. Why are they always wearing vests, the people from Guinness?
I don't know. It's their official uniform.
Oh, maybe, maybe.
But yeah, so there's the vest-wearing stopwatch man to synchronise all the contestants. And of course, like you said, Kath, there's footage of this online and there's a lady there who's measuring the length of the spaghetti. Give me a break. Are you kidding? What does the length of the spaghetti... What does any of it matter? I mean, the length of the spaghetti is one part, but what does any of it matter? I mean, why do we do any of this? Just because someone has never done something before doesn't mean it should be a world record.
Correct. Back in the day, it used to be fastest, strongest, you know, quickest, that sort of stuff. That all makes sense.
Yeah, and like the tallest person in the world or something like that. But
I can accept that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, like it's the ones like, you know, has bounced a basketball more times than anybody else. I just kind of, I don't get that.
It's so stupid, isn't it? Because you guys are right. Originally, it came out, I did a bit of research. 1955 was the first published copy of Guinness World Record. Went free to lots of pubs in the UK to try and end arguments about stuff like this, you know? Who is the tallest? Who is, you know, what is the biggest animal? Kind of stuff like the biggest baby ever born.
Yeah.
Rubbish conversations you have after a few lemonades.
Yeah, you know, or Guinness's perhaps.
Yeah, to settle these kind of debates. But now, there are so many records, and it's already the biggest book I've ever seen. We need to stop making some of the records, because it has gotten out of hand. I did some research on some of the more silly records.
Okay.
How are some of these? You want gone.
Yeah, this needs to go. Cycling backwards with a violin. That's a record, right? Now, can you imagine, like, so old mate's called up. He's gone, you know what, I'm pretty good at cycling backwards. He's called up. Bring, 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 bring. Yeah, I want to break the record for cycling backwards. How far is it? Oh, like, I don't know, 250 Ks. Oh, dear. What about holding a violin? Anyone done that? Oh, no, that's open. Do whatever you want. Stupid.
You go 1 metre and you've done, yeah.
On the same train of thought.
Yeah.
How's this? Fastest marathon dressed as an elf. A guy's like, you know what? I'm pretty quick. He calls up. How quick's the fastest marathon? Oh, what? No, there's an Ethiopian bloke built for endurance who's done it in under 2 hours. I'll dress up as an elf. Give me a new page in this book. It is outrageous, the kind of stuff. Largest Smurf meeting ever. Most number of candidates extinguishing... most number of candles extinguished by farting is a genuine record in the book. Most eggs crushed with head. I think this is what I want to try and incite, you know, a new rule. There should be one new rule in the Guinness World Records, and it should be that a record should be something that stands because it can't be beaten, not because no one wants to try it.
Good point. I love it. Let's call it the Stephen Rule and implement it as soon as possible.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is... The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
The Tillies played last night. If you missed it,
come on,
they won. Did.
Yes.
So the Tillies won over Chinese Taipei. Mary Fowler scored the first goal in the 61st minute. So it was actually a really high defensive game all the way through. Sam Kerr came through for the second one, and Tamika Yeller took out the third one to make it basically a done deal with about 15 minutes left on the clock. That means that they have passed one, the Stage 2 qualifier for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games.
Let's go.
Which means they have one more round to do, and of course they're going to win that too. That happens in February, the third and final round of the qualifiers, which will be awesome, I think. February 28, I think.
Seems like ages, doesn't it? You think they just put them all together?
Well, they've got to fit in and around their, like, club commitments.
Right,
so they're
right.
Still getting paid by clubs to, you know, like, and there's still competitions that are running.
Yeah.
You can't just put them on pause for months and months. So they sneak it in a week here, a week there. That's how they normally do it.
Right. See, I'm learning. I love this. We are both entertaining.
And educational. Did you see Mary Fowler's first goal?
Wasn't that awesome?
What a screamer. Outside the box, side netting. Unbelievable. Man, what a superstar.
I'm like, I know we talk a lot about Sam Kerr, but I reckon Mary Fowler is a phenomenal athlete.
Mary Fowler is the future of football in
Absolutely.
Australia.
Stephen's just saying it there.
I'm not just
it.
Saying it, I mean it
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is an absolute talent.
Put that on the record, right in stone.
Anyway, up next, while we're talking about young people, I suppose, if you're having trouble with unruly ones while you're out and about having, you know, a fine meal, there's a restaurant that's implementing a surcharge which might stop this forever. I'll give you all the details up next here on New FM. And team, controversy is coming out of the place where controversy always comes from. Of course, the United States, because a restaurant
right.
in Georgia has caused a stir online, basically, because they've implemented a $50 surcharge for families with misbehaving children.
Oh.
This has got the internet all kinds of fired up.
Not
so
yet.
What they've called this... is, and this is what's cited on your bill, it's called an adult surcharge. They're not blaming the kids because it's for adults unable to parent. That's what they've put on the receipt. Now, the restaurant owner explained that they've had this surcharge, I guess, in their rules of the restaurant or terms and conditions since like 2018. But this is the first time he's ever had to implement it because this is his quote, unruly children were running amok in the restaurant, they were too loud and they were running around outside. So he's gone, you know what, you're causing too much trouble. $50 surcharge to the parents.
Wow.
Did they break stuff?
I think they were just causing general
just being
mischief.
Noisy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Sorry, but no.
It you don't reckon?
Yeah. No. It doesn't feel right. If they were causing that much trouble, I reckon you just ask them to leave. You can't just charge them more money. That feels wrong.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that the restaurant should be compensated. Like, if I'm going for a nice meal, and then, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to enjoy it, and there's all these loud kids running around, I'm thinking I'm never going to come back to this restaurant again. They've lost my future business. They need to reimburse that somehow.
But the business would also lose future business from, you know, families with kids who, you know, kids misbehave sometimes. Sometimes they just go off the rocker. And if you've got kids that are autistic or have ADHD, they can be incredibly difficult to control and you don't know what's going to set them off or when they're going to be set off.
I guess that's different circumstances, of course, but...
If kids are just being naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But did the restaurant check before they, you know?
Not specified in the story.
Yeah.
So speculation,
I'm going to bet that they didn't.
Mm. You know what? I think as someone who has never parented or had to look after a kid... parenting has never been easier than it is right now. You just stick kids in front of an iPad, that's your problem solved. They're not unruly anymore, they're not causing trouble. You bring the iPad with you, you save yourself $50 surcharge. Not that hard.
I see what you're saying. I still think a $50 surcharge feels wrong. It's too much money. Like, you can't just add $50 on the bill. That's unfair, man. I'm saying that's unfair.
Well, it's causing a stir online. Causing a stir in Newcastle as well. So let's see what Newcastle thinks. 49674105 is that magic number. I guess we're asking you, is the noisy kid surcharge right or wrong? What do we think? Would you like it implemented in the Hunter?
And everybody who gets on the air today is going to be one of the first in town to check out the new action comedy Freelance.
Come on.
Starring John Cena at New FM's exclusive preview screening in VMAX at Event Cinemas Glendale on Wednesday, November 8th. Everybody else can't see it until November 9th.
Nah.
That's it. This is your chance to see it nice and early. Be one of the first people to see it.
You know, like, if you're out enjoying your meal, $50 for the price of silence, I'd pay that.
That's $50 US, so about 75 Australian.
No, oh, there's Cass with the conversion rate, so yeah, okay, keep that in mind as well.
It's getting more and more expensive, yeah. Isn't it? More incentive to, I guess, bring the iPad along, keep the kids quiet. This is what we're asking. 49674105. Do you think it's right or wrong? Obviously, I think this is all right. You've got to be able to, you know, if you're going to take your kids out, you got to be able to make sure they stay in line. Whereas you two, I think, are on the other side of the argument.
Definitely. I'm saying it's wrong.
All right. Well, let's let Newcastle decide. We'll go to Madawi first. Morning, Gabby. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. I might be a bit unpopular with this thought, but I'm 100% for it.
Not unpopular at all.
No, excellent. I just think the vast majority of restaurants cater to parents with kids. There's a few special restaurants out there that if you're spending a lot of money for a nice meal, you actually have the right to enjoy that meal as well. And you know what? If your kids aren't up to it yet, maybe you're going to have to wait a few years or get a babysitter. And if you think they are up to it and you ruin the experience for others, fair enough, you're paying a fine.
There we go. It's very strong words in support of Stephen here this morning.
You're just saying it how it is. We don't always rely on Gabby. That's what I've learned in life. All right.
Let's go to Maitland. Kate, what are your thoughts?
I disagree. I've got two children. Mm. Grown children now, and I've been out with other people's children. Most parents do the best they can, but a drunken male or female is far more obnoxious than putting up with noisy children.
Yes, Kate, you're speaking my language.
Maybe there should be like a child fee, which is adults that are acting like children, and they should be charged $50 as well. What are your thoughts?
Definitely dealing with drunken people out to dinner, they're just loud and they're usually not very nice to the wait staff either.
That's definitely not on.
You know what? Well, I agree with Kate. This $50 charge should be for kids big and small.
Across the board. That I think we can agree on.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, I'd like to call for an end to QR code menus. Oh, they wind me up so much.
What is your problem? Yeah.
It's always so slow. Just give me a printed menu that I can look at things and be confused about with paper rather than have to wait for something to load. And then even, here's one that winds me up even more. Oh, you can only order through the menu on the app. Get out. That's really, really annoys me.
If you're looking at the menu on your phone anyway, it's like one more step to order from your phone.
QR code menus, there's been two places I went to, like, oh, just scan here, mate, in the last few weeks. And I was like, do you have a paper one? So annoying.
Is the problem your phone? Is your phone a bit slow and clunky?
Maybe, I don't know. It's the S10 Plus or whatever that is. Two years old.
I don't think the problem's the phone. I think the problem's the person holding it, if I'm honest.
Operator error.
Yeah, showing your age a little bit. Sounds like a skill issue to me, Creeper.
Well, it could be. You know, I'm 50 next year, you know. Us old guys, we just need a... Just give us a paper menu. If you see someone like me with grey hair, give us a paper menu.
Well, you're putting QR codes on the hot seat. Up next, Creeper, I want you to join me in putting Kath on the hot seat. Because I've learned something about you of late. Well, not learned. I've noticed something about you of late.
I'm scared.
A habit of yours, which I need some explanation for.
Righto.
We'll do it next here on New FM.
What's the goss coming up next with Scott Chippy from Bally's back? What have you got for us?
Oh, big news for my first day back. A new power couple on the scene. A lot of speculation around these two. It's all but confirmed now. Let's talk about it next.
Oh, very exciting stuff. And while we have got the team involved, I think we should bring Jess from the newsroom in for this as well. Because
Ola.
We're kind of, as a team, we're bonding together. We have a new show. We're learning lots of things about each other. And I feel like if it's one in, all in, because I've noticed something about Kath. And I need to get some clarification on this.
Right.
So, to set the scene, basically, we've got a bit of off-road parking here at the Sandgate Bunker. We've got a car park out the back, which staff can use to, you know, obviously park your cars when you come to and from work.
Sure.
Now, Kath is one of the first in every day. In fact, she's certainly in before me, you, or Scott Chippy from Pell, right,
yeah,
Grebo?
Yeah, definitely.
Jess gets in before me.
Jess normally gets in before Kath.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Kath's one of the first in the building, which means she pretty much has the pick of the whole car park. Can park her car wherever her heart desires.
But yeah.
What I've noticed is that every single day, Kath is in a different parking spot. And I think this is outrageous.
I'm also struggling to understand it because in almost any car parking situation, whether it's my local shops or work or whatever, I have my preferences. One, two, three, and final.
Well, that's it. You have your favourite car spot, no matter where it is.
Yeah.
Then you have your first reserve and your second reserve.
Correct.
And if all those are exhausted, you turn around and go home. It's not your day.
Yeah, I don't even... I'll leave work.
This is some kind of male parking math I've never kind of...
No. Humans are famously creatures of habit. And I feel like we're not on an island here. I feel like everyone has their own designated special car park they like. And you just, on a whim, every day drive in, happy-go-lucky into the car park and go, that one looks good. Oh, that one looks good.
It's not happy-go-lucky. I park in a bay. I don't, you know, just park anywhere.
I understand that.
Yeah. You are using the lines. You're not like, totally out of control. But you're picking them at... Do you have a spinny wheel in your car?
No.
C1. Okay, there I go.
No, I just park. I don't really think about it a great deal. I just park. The only rule I have when parking my car is I make sure that I'm actually out the back and around the corner so that my car can't be seen from the road.
So, Jess, surely you think this is absolute anarchy, right?
I think you're being a tad dramatic.
No.
A tad overdramatic. It's just a park. You just park where you want. Don't worry about it.
But I'm struggling.
You do you. And Kath will do her. Done. Don't worry about it.
What I'm struggling with the most here, though, is the decision-making process when you roll into the car park.
I feel like there's not much of a decision-making process.
No,
it's
isn't.
Like, oh, that looks all right. I'll go in there.
But I just don't understand how you don't have favourites. Like, I think I can almost point to where everyone parks in their favourite spots. But
Kath, go on then.
Such a mystery.
Well, and for context as well, which baffles me further about this topic, is the fact that for those that, you know, are unaware, a bit behind the scenes, Kath is so organised and structured in every other aspect of her life.
Yeah, she has a Gatorade at a certain time, a coffee at a certain time. Everything is, like, in order. It's extraordinary.
Now, I was trying my hardest to surprise you on air and talk about this, but I honestly, it was killing me. So I did ask you a little bit behind the scenes yesterday, and what I learnt furthermore to this parking anarchy, Crevo,
what
is that Kath drives a different way to work every day, takes different roads.
Okay, that's baffling. That bit's baffling.
I'm actually speechless.
I you know, there's about four different ways I can get from my house to the New England Highway, and literally it's just, you know, what do I feel this morning? Am I going straight and right? Doesn't matter. I still get there at the same time.
Are you worried about being tailed or something? That feels like...
Well, actually, there is a cop that sits in our area and, like, just hovers around this kind of, you know, this kind of four-block radius.
He's on to you.
So I, you know, I mix it up so I don't see them at the same time every day.
Give him a little goose step. You can get around. This is so
I feel
painful.
Like we're in some sort of 1950s detective movie. You got to go a different way.
Look, in terms of driving and parking, you know, it's a bit like my love life. Variety is good.
Oh, well. Oh.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
That'll absolutely do me.
Somehow I'm left after this whole segment with more questions than answers.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
Yes, the Chipmeister's back.
I'm back. He is back. Come on now. Up and about, family.
Yes. What's the goss? Take it away.
Oh, we're going in thick and fast today with romance news.
Ooh.
And it's all about someone who you were all just speaking out a little bit earlier about the future of football and women's football in Australia. It's Mary Fowler.
Yeah,
she is confirmed in a relationship with Nathan Cleary.
Of the Penrith Panthers.
Yes, the grand final hero. He plays for the Australian Kangaroos team as well. Just an exceptional athlete. Two exceptional athletes together. Look, I reckon it's a perfect pairing.
What a power couple.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the number one power couple of Australian sport, surely.
Oh, it's got... Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'd say, yeah, between two sports stars, yeah, but I reckon Beck and Leighton Hewitt back in the day as a Australian couple, yeah, but it says a sporting one, this takes the cake. Yeah.
Okay, interesting stuff. Now, have they confirmed on their, like, grams, or what's the situation?
Well, they've been papped together. So Cleary's been over in WA a very, very long way from Penrith Panthers. Yeah, so why is he going over to WA? Well, the Matildas are playing over there, obviously. So he's been spotted in the crowd watching the Matildas play. And then only a couple of days ago, this is news breaking over yesterday into today, that the two of them were seen on a little rendezvous together.
Aww.
So Nathan Cleary...
What were they up to?
Well, they were doing a bit of canoodling, as they're calling it. In public, but Nathan Cleary's got his shirt off. He and I,
A little bit of PDA.
He and I, Nathan Cleary, very similar rig, ripped six pack, all that kind of stuff. So I get it.
Sure.
I get why he wants to have it out.
Show it off.
That's it. Mary Fowler's resting on his chest. And then she toddled back to the Matilda's camp, and the tabloids approached her, and she was like, oh, no, I just want to get back to my room. You can't do that.
Interesting. She was seen resting on his chest.
Yeah.
Are we sure that it was a canoodling sauce? She wasn't just tired from, like, a big day of training or anything like that?
No, in the middle of a park in Perth. I reckon there's something going on there, Creever.
Okay, just checking.
The thing is, as well, it is Perth. Like, WA is a long way from Penrith, you're right.
Mm.
But it's a whole lot closer than Manchester, where she plays a professional football, Mary Fowler.
Well, so true.
I mean, if that he's like, you know, I've got to fly all the way over to the UK to see her, or I've got to fly, I don't know, 5 hours or whatever to Perth.
Yeah,
you're
quicker.
Picking that, aren't you?
Yes, he's going the long distance route. It looks like Nathan Cleary's going down that road. In other news, heading towards Christmas, and what symbolises Christmas better than Mariah Carey?
Oh, here we go. She's a frosting, is she?
Well, Stephen, that's the joke, right? So
get
every
her out
year,
the freezer.
Well, that's it. Every year it comes out that you've got to defrost Mariah Carey. She's jumped on that bandwagon this year. On her official TikTok account is a vault. And the vault opens to a couple of, I guess, like elves or workers. Mm. They've got the hair dryers out and they're defrosting a big slab of ice with Mariah Carey in it.
I love that.
It's brilliant.
She comes out of the cryogenics.
Brilliant.
Oh, at least she's getting involved and, you know, she sees the funny.
Yeah,
exactly. And smart thing for her because that's how you make the money, right?
Mm-hmm. $3 million a year she makes just from that song. It must be very nice.
Just, you don't have to do anything. Just do one hair dryer joke every 20 years and you're sorted. Thanks for that. It's great to have you back, Chippy. The goss will be brought to you by the Chippy himself. Same time, same place here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. So, guys, I haven't introduced the guy that I've been seeing to the show, right? Because it's one of these things that we do in radio that we don't introduce a character in the show, which is what our partners are, right? We talk about Siobhan all the time. We talk about Emmy all the time. We don't talk about the guy that I've been seeing because he hasn't reached that level yet.
Right. He hasn't passed the test.
Yeah.
So one of my friends came over last night and she's decided that I have to break up with him. Just have to. In less than 15 minutes, she signed me up to 4 different dating apps.
Oh, no.
Really?
We are
fastest
on
finger first. I've never seen anything like it. So she signs me up to Tinder, to Plenty of Fish, to Hitch and Bumble.
Yep.
All of these sites, I had no accounts on, and every single one, she's going, why haven't you an account? You should have an account. And I'm like, I don't, because I don't do dating, you know, on apps and stuff. Anyway, 45 emails later, I deleted them all. Because I couldn't handle it. Plenty of Fish in particular, I got about 20 notifications from that, like, in under 5 minutes. It was ridiculous. I don't know how anybody does dating like that. It's crazy.
Because it's the rush of it all. It's the high of it all.
Yeah, I guess it is exciting.
I don't know. I think it is exciting anyway.
All I saw was 45 creeps.
Well, I mean, sometimes you do have to sift through that sort of stuff to find the goal.
Oh, I got to kiss lots of frogs to find me prince. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the journey that you're on. Anyway, they're all deleted now. Oh, so you're back to meeting people at bars, or are you back with the...
Well, no, I haven't broken up with him.
Oh, you haven't broken up with him?
No.
Oh. It was just a fun little adventure for a Wednesday night.
For 20 minutes.
Why not? Treat yourself. All right, up next, team.
Yeah.
At Bar Beach over the weekend, I saw a quorum, witnessed one, and I've been scarred. It's left me in all kind of emotional disarray, and it happened from a feathery thief. On the weekend, I witnessed a crime with my own very eyes, right? So
outrageous.
I know, it's left me rattled, left me a little bit scared, you know, because sometimes when you witness stuff like this, it does shock you a little bit.
Sure.
So I'll give you some of the details of what happened.
Okay.
Set the scene for you. So on Saturday afternoon, I was at that little hill on Bar Beach.
Yep.
But we're near where the Anzac Walk is, basically, where the Bar Beach car park is. You can sit and watch kind of like the sunset, look over the city, beautiful vantage point of, you know, our beautiful area.
Yeah.
So anyway, I picked up Siobhan from work, my partner, and grabbed some stuff, did a little Coles run, grabbed some like Bickies and some cheese, a couple little drinks, some like pickles, stuff like that. We had a little
fancy,
like charcuterie board setup. So like a little picnic, we got our rug out, all that kind of stuff.
He's very romantic, isn't he, Kat?
Too romantic.
Not at all. Anyway, yes. So it wasn't just me who had this idea though, because it was pretty packed on the hill. There was lots of families, couples, everyone was kind of enjoying the view. And there was a big group there of people, I'd guess in their early 30s. Doesn't matter, not important to the story. Yeah. But they're all there enjoying like a catch up together. So there must have been 8 of them, 10 of them, something like that. Mm. And between the group, they had half a dozen Domino's pizzas in the middle.
Yep.
So they're all sitting on the outer edges of their picnic rug with all the boxes open in the middle with all their pizza and stuff like that.
Nice.
Catching up,
yeah,
you know, and enjoying their weekend.
It's just like a cheap sort of hangout, isn't it?
Yeah,
grab
exactly.
A couple of Domino's pizzas. Jobs are good.
Perfect. And no one's complaining with a couple of Domino's pizzas.
No.
Hey, happy days. So what they've done is, yeah, they've got all their pizzas there. They're all enjoying, conversing. And there was one gentleman there who was quite expressive and was talking a lot with his hands.
Right.
So, you know, like classic thumbs up or throwing them out in confusion, all that kind of stuff. Very, very expressive. And one part of his storytelling adventure, I guess, he got too expressive, a bit of an Icarus storyteller, if you will. He flew too close to the sun because he threw his arms out so far in shock that pesky little seagull saw an opportunity, went, that's pretty far away from his body, swooped in, took the pizza slice directly from his hand.
Oh, unreal.
Unbelievable. And he was standing there blowing up about it. This bloody seagull's nicked it. And of course, what that has done has caused chaos for their whole picnic. Because one seagull's seen, there's pizza's up for grabs here.
Pepperoni? That's my favourite.
And all of them have gone, there's pizza up for grabs here. It's a weak spot. Oh, my God. All the seagulls at Bar Beach just flocked to this poor group, all on their picnic rug, all flying
squawking
around
about them. And all that.
That's pretty much the end of your evening, isn't it?
Once, yep, that's done.
Once the seagulls, they smell a bit of weakness, you know. They're with the little pesky black beady eyes. They see a bit of weakness. You're done. That is your evening.
That's why they say don't feed the birds.
Exactly, because one brings two, which brings about 500 seagulls. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but
there's always a lot, isn't it?
Oh, my God. There were so many there. And then, of course, after witnessing that incident, Siobhan and I were just sitting a little bit closer to our food.
Yeah, you're guarding
it. More protective.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, watch out for the seagulls if you're in the area. Because they love their pepperoni by the sounds of it.
Well, we're about to go out and enjoy it ourselves. We're done for the day. But that means, of course, we'll be back tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
$100 worth of free meat thanks to Singo's Up for Grabs, of course.
And plenty more tickets to Freelance. This is our exclusive preview screening in the VMAPs at Event Cinemas Glendale. Scott's going to have more of these to give away, as will Joe,
new announcer here at New FM. Who knew? We'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
How good to have Chippy back.
Yes.
We love Scott Chippy for a bell, up and about.
Yes, New FM.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.